Grand Auto Plaza is looking for two highly motivated salespeople. If you're energetic, enjoy talking to people, and like an ever-changing environment, Longbine Auto Plaza wants to talk to you. We offer a guaranteed salary, health insurance, vacation time, and 401k retirement. Longbine Auto Plaza needs to add to the team. Apply in person at 3012 West Highway 50 or submit a resume to svaughn@longbineauto.com. Longbine Auto Plaza is an equal opportunity employer.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:21, sunshine and 34 degrees, and we're pleased to be joined this morning by Roxanne Van Gundy. Roxanne is the Director of Lyon County Emergency Communications, and to talk about Adopt a Dispatcher, something new this year. Roxanne, good morning. How are you?
Hi, guys. I'm great.
Good to have you here. Thanks for giving us some time, as always, Roxanne. Always a pleasure to talk to you. And we've got Lyon County's Emergency Communications Center that will be celebrating, National Public Safety Telecommunicator Week, starting Sunday, April 10th?
Yeah, that's a mouthful.
But it is, isn't it?
Yeah, April 10th to April 16th.
So, and as a part of this year, you are trying to insert something new. Talk about Adopt a Dispatcher, Roxanne.
Well, this is actually an idea that's kind of been floating around the nation this year, and I think it's really great. Adopt a Dispatcher is going to start for this Telecommunicator Week, and the goal was to kind of get the community involved in, you know, really giving personal thank yous to our telecommunicators. We're really, really lucky that we have as many dedicated men and women as we do. You know, a lot of centers don't have very many telecommunicators or are struggling with staffing. And so we really wanted to find, like, a personal way that the community could thank each and every one of our employees. So we thought Adopt a Dispatcher would be a great way to do that. And we've had a really good reception so far. So it's really encouraging that people want to get involved.
Adopt a Dispatcher. Well, how can we go about doing this, and how many staff members do you currently have, Roxanne?
We have 13 that need adopted, and if you're interested in adopting somebody, you just have to shoot us an email at info@lcdcc.org, and just let us know that you're interested in adopting somebody, and we'll assign you a name. You can adopt one person, you can adopt five people, however many you want. And then when you are ready to bring whatever you've decided for your adoptee, you can just bring it down here to the police department between April 4th and April 8th during business hours, and we will make sure that your dispatcher receives it.
Okay, so that email address again is info@lcecc.org, and 13 need adopting right now. And if we adopt, what kind of things are we looking at, Roxanne, as far as adoption and kind of sending a thank you for the adoption process?
It can be as big or as small as you'd like. You know, I tell people a lot, words really mean a lot to them. You know, pictures from your little people, if you have some people who love to color, all of that is great. We just want to make sure that each telecommunicator has something just that shows them that they're special and they're cared about and that people see the work they do for our community.
And indeed, it is great work and very important work, obviously, that the dispatchers do with Lyon County Emergency Communications. We're with Director Roxanne Van Gundy here on a Monday morning. It is 8:24. So talk about the calls. What kind of numbers do you look at annually as far as calls you take at the Lyon County Emergency Communications Center?
Well, I think it'd be pretty surprising, but in 2021, we were just under 100,000 calls a year. So we take quite a few calls in our little center. And like we've discussed before, we only have two people on duty at a time. So, you know, sometimes that creates a big load on our folks because we just handle so many different things and so many different calls coming in.
Well, and what does a shift entail hourly? I guess how many hours at a time, Roxanne, is a dispatcher on duty?
Currently, they're on duty for 12 hours, and they work 3 days on, and then they have days off, and then they have 4 days to work. But, you know, if somebody has to be sick or somebody goes on vacation, then that creates overtime on an already really strenuous schedule. You know, right now it's 12 hours. We hope if we can find some more dispatchers, if you're interested in a great job, we're hiring, we could go to 8-hour shifts. That's the goal.
That take a lot of stress off a lot of folks in the Emergency Communications Center. Now, 12 hours, that's a long time to focus, isn't it?
Yeah. And you know, the thing about being a dispatcher is it's not like another job where you can do your job and then you can kind of relax. You have to be on all of the time. So for 12 solid hours, you have to be ready for anything. And, you know, mentally that creates a big strain on people. And it's a difficult job.
How long is the training process? How long does that generally take if you have someone new coming onto the job, Roxanne?
We have people who are still in training that have been here for about 7 months. So, you know, it can take anywhere from six months to a year before somebody is released from training. We definitely don't want to release people too early, and we also don't want to rush people. You know, we want to make sure that what they're learning, they retain and they get good at before we get them on their own.
Yeah, it's an important job, obviously. There's a lot that this job entails, and as Roxanne mentioned, a lot of focus. So you do have openings right now?
We do. We're looking for 4 more people, so we could hopefully get some better staffing on day shifts. We'd like to go to 3 per shift for the day shift hours. And like I said, we definitely like to go back to 8-hour shifts. We've been on 12-hour shifts for a long time, and people are tired.
Yeah.
They'd like to go back to the old way.
I bet. So, yeah, let's help them out here. If you have an interest in the job, get a hold of Roxanne at Lyon County Emergency Communications, and let's support our dispatchers and adopt one here. And,
yes.
And again, Roxanne, if we want to do that, how can we adopt?
You can just email us at info@lcecc.org. You can message us on Facebook. You can call us. Any way that works for you, we'll make it happen.
Well, let's get the 13 remaining dispatchers adopted. Let's get that taken care of. Roxanne, hey, thanks for all you do, and thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Ron.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Yeah, Roxanne Van Gundy, who is the director of Lyon County Emergency Communications. Yes, indeed. It is National Public Safety Telecommunicator Week, Sunday, April 10th through Sunday, April 16th. And we want to celebrate by adopting a dispatcher here in Lyon County. You can get a hold of them. Email info@lcecc.org and let them know that, hey, I would like to adopt a dispatcher, and then get your gift or thank you to the Lyon County Emergency Communications Office. And between 4 and 8 next week, the 4th and the 8th during the day next week. And that will help out a great deal. Thanks for helping out and adopting a dispatcher. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Longbine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50. Longbine Auto Plaza, driven by LongbineAuto.com. It is 829, 34 degrees. Good morning.
What inspires you? My name is Eric, and I'm a student at Fun Hills Technical College. I invite you to join us April 22nd for FHTC's 20th Annual Benefit Gala, a night of celebrating the past and inspiring the future, presented by Simmons Pet Food. This event is held to support students and enhance educational opportunities at FHTC. To purchase tickets, go to fhtc.edu/foundation. That's fhtc.edu/foundation. And thanks for inspiring Wranglers like me.
Hey, Kansas City Royals fans, play the KVOE.com Royals All-Star Break Web Contest for a